神从加利利跟随他，还有许多人听见他所做的大事，就从犹太耶路撒冷以土马约旦河来，并推罗西顿和四方来到他那里。他因为人多，就吩咐门徒叫一只小船侍候着，免得众人拥挤他。他治好了许多病许多人，所以凡有灾病的都挤进来要摸他。乌鬼无论何时看见他，就俯伏在他面前喊着说：你是神的儿子。耶稣再三的嘱咐他们不要把他显露出来。耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立十二个人，要他们上和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这两个人起名叫半尼奇，就是雷子的意思。又有安德烈、腓力、巴多罗马、马太、多马、亚力菲的儿子雅各和白达泰，并粉锐党的西门，还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 主耶稣，我们多谢你今天在你的殿当中，我们去敬拜赞美你。我们靠耶稣你今天向我们讲说话，我们靠耶稣你的灵在我们当中去做一个奇妙的工作，愿我们去听得明主你的声音，愿你的灵去呼唤是我们 的心，特别靠耶稣你在我们心里面是挑旺我们的侍奉你的心，让我们有这个心可以 是为你传道。所以我们将这个时间交托给耶稣，求你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 今天我们看的经文呢，就是讲到耶稣选十二个门徒。This morning we're looking at the verse, it's talking about Jesus calling the 12 disciples. 那个耶稣呢，就是呼唤十二个门徒，是特别挑选他做神的工作。And Jesus called these 12 disciples to do a special work for him. 那个上个星期我们看过呢，法利赛人是想杀耶稣，是吗？ You might remember last week we were looking just in the verses above this, the Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus.於是耶稣就走去海边行，跟住四面都有人由远方嚟揾耶稣。And as he left and he was walking along the waterside, that from four different directions, people came from far away to hear him preach. 咁耶稣呢就係咁犀利，嗰啲人有好远好远都係要嚟睇佢听佢，同埋係俾耶稣医治。And it's so amazing that people came from so far away that they wanted to hear the Jesus preach, they wanted to see him, and they wanted to be touched by him and healed by him.
耶稣真係有呢个能力去医病赶鬼，佢係医治好多人嘅病，佢係赶好多嘅鬼。
And Jesus has the power to heal disease and to cast out demons, and he healed so many and cast out the demons. 係好大对比，法利赛人要杀佢，但耶稣喺度做咁多工作。And it's such a big contrast that the Pharisees wanted to kill him, and yet Jesus is doing such a great work.
但是耶稣又好奇妙，
啲人咁挤拥，挤拥到咧，佢系要坐一个小船，惊啲人系即系砸扁佢。You know, there's such a big crowd; they're all pressing on him. He had to get off on a little boat to get away from the crowd, otherwise he'd be squashed by the crowd.
喺咁嘅情况嘅时候，我谂你我都好兴奋。哇！我哋系好中意咁嘅事吓。
And I think if it was you or I, we'd be so excited, man. I want to be with this crowd.
因为我哋中意热闹，系咪
？People like to be in an exciting environment.
咁我哋又中意咧，耶稣好奇妙啊，做咁多嘢，哇！咁多人有需要，哇！喺呢度犀利。
And you know, Jesus doing so many things, it's just so wonderful. You know, see him heal so many people.
但耶稣好奇怪，喺嗰个时候咧，走嘅，走上山。啲人又嚟揾佢，又要摸佢，又要点佢，但耶稣要走。 And so many people came, you know, they wanted to touch him, they wanted to be healed. And Jesus said, it's time to go. What up in the mountains? Get away from him.
发现到耶稣有他的时间表，有他的使命，有他的计划。
You know, we realize Jesus had his timetable, he had his mission, and he had his plan.
耶稣是不会被人控制他，说有这么多人在这里，有需要，我一定要留下来服侍这班人。不是，耶稣有自己的计划，要走上山，有其他事情做。
And it wasn't that there's so many people who are coming and asking Jesus for help, they say, oh, I'm going to stay here and work with this group of people. Jesus had a plan, he had a mission, he had to go on.
于是他留下那班人，走去服侍另一班人。
And so he left that group of people to go on to another place.
如果是我们，我们可能觉得，哎呀，留下来就服侍，解决这些事才行。
And if it was us, maybe we'd say, oh, just stay there, you know, and solve all these problems first.
但是耶稣有他的计划，好多事我们不明白耶稣做的事，是不是？
You know, Jesus had his own plan, and sometimes we don't understand his plan.
但耶稣走上山，有一个更加重要的工作做。
But Jesus left the crowd, and he went up to a mountain, and he had a more important group, a more important thing to do.
哇，更加重要是什么？
And what's more important than meeting these needs?
他更加重要是要挑选12个门徒。
And what was more important that he chose the 12 disciples?
因为耶稣发现到，他知道一个事实，耶稣一个就只可以服侍某班人，但是他一定要挑选一班人去继续持续他的事工。
Because Jesus knew that as one person, he could only do so much, but he had to choose his disciples and then multiply the ministry so that it could continue on after he left.
世界的需要永远都有。
穷人永远在你身边。 You know, there's always going to be needs in the world. There's always going to be poor people.
永远都有一些需要医治的人。
There's always going to be people that need healing.
但耶稣给我们一个清楚的意思，就是说，是要做的事就要按次序做。
And Jesus gives us a great message here that we need to work and go step by step on what we're going to do.
所以耶稣上了山，离开了班人。 就带着他挑选了门徒一起上山。
And Jesus went up to the mountain and he chose the disciples that he wanted to go with him.
因为13节说耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来。
And in verse 13 it said that he went up on the mountain and chose those who he wanted to go with him.
耶稣在山上，他要去挑选门徒跟从他。这个是奇妙的工作。
And up on the mountain, you know, Jesus had to choose the disciples who were going to be his disciples.
那可能我们已经看过耶稣在海边呼召彼得、约翰、安德烈、雅各。
We already looked at one time when Jesus was at the waterside and he called Peter and John and James and Andrew to follow him.
他说来跟从我，我使你得人如得鱼。
He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
我们做几个礼拜，我们看到耶稣呼召利未，是收税的。他说：你来跟从我。
And a few weeks ago, we saw Jesus call Levi, the tax collector. He said, come follow me.
但现在耶稣不是叫他跟从他，耶稣现在是说要挑选他做门徒。
But now Jesus is not calling them to follow him, he's calling them to be disciples.
有个分别。 你和我都可能会经过这个的次序。
And you and I may have experienced this in our life.
我们信耶稣，耶稣来呼召我们，你来信我，来跟从我。
When you become a Christian, Jesus calls out to you and says, come, believe, follow me, receive me as your Savior.
但是当我们信耶稣一段时间，我们跟从耶稣学圣经， 开始怎样认识怎样去做基督徒。
But after a while, as we're following Jesus, we learn the Bible, we learn what it's like to be a Christian.
可能有一天耶稣来在你心里跟你说，我要你侍奉我，我想你跟从我，做我的仆人。
And maybe one day God comes to you and he says to you in your heart, I want you to serve me, I want you to be my servant, I want you to be in my service.
好似耶稣会呼召我们信他，跟住慢慢咧，佢会另外系挑选我哋系服侍佢。到最后咧，耶稣临离开升天之前，佢就差遣门徒出去。 You know, Jesus did that. He called them to follow him. Then he chose them as disciples and anointed them. And before he went back into heaven, Jesus sent them out to be in his service.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们看到耶稣挑选这12个门徒, 他要给他一个特别的使命和一个特别的能力。
And so Jesus chose the 12 disciples. He gave them a special mission, and he was going to empower them with power to do the work.
他这个要训练他呢, 又要差遣他们, 又要充满他们。
So Jesus had to train them. He had to send them out, and he was going to fill them with the Holy Spirit to minister to them.
I sub say to look at verse 14. 他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道。
Says that Jesus was he chose them that they would always he would always be with them, and that he would send them as missionaries.
耶稣挑选这十二个呢, 当时其实有很多人跟着耶稣的。
You know, Jesus chose these 12 among a large group of people who were following him.
那当时有多少人跟从耶稣呢? 有没有人知道的?
Do you know how many people were walking around with Jesus?
有一次耶稣派70人出去传道, 一对两个人出去。
You know, one time Jesus sent out 70 people to preach in twos. He sent them two by twos into the villages.
有很多人会跟耶稣一起, 那有一班的妇女会跟耶稣一起，有一班的男士又跟耶稣一起。耶稣死了之后，差不多百多人在使徒行传第一章在祷告。
You know, Jesus had so many people with him. There were a lot of ladies and men. And when, in the book of Acts chapter 1, after Jesus rose from the dead, said there were over 100 people gathered together.
当犹大自杀呢, 门徒就要挑选一个代替犹大的位呢, 他又说, 揀一个由头到尾都是跟从耶稣。
And remember, after Judah committed suicide, and in the book of Acts chapter 1, the disciples wanted to find somebody to replace him, and they wanted to find somebody who had been with them from the beginning.
于是有一班人,很大班人,在一路跟着耶稣,可能耶稣呼召,你来跟从我,你来跟从我。
So there's this whole group of people that Jesus has called to come follow me, come follow me.
但现在从这班人当中,他要挑选12个特别的,就要跟他常常一起,是做他特别的使命。
But now from this huge group of people who are following Jesus, he's going to choose 12 for a special mission.
可能好像我们今天呢,在这里差不多100人,在这里100人当中呢,耶稣可能想挑选你其中几位,是有个特别的使命。
And like here today, there's almost 100 of us here right now. And maybe from this group of 100, Jesus wants to call some of you to be his servants for a special ministry.
我们不知道,我知道当时我是被呼召是怎样,很多人会问我,喂,牧师,你为什么会在澳门,你这么喜欢澳门的吗?
I don't know about you, but I know when I was called, what it was like. And so many people come up to me and they say, Pastor, why are you in Macau? What's so special about Macau? Why do you like Macau? Why did you come here?
我告诉你,不是我选澳门,是神选我的。
And I did not choose to come to Macau, but Jesus chose me and sent me to Macau.
我记得我初信耶稣的时候,我以前吸毒,我是吸毒的时候,信耶稣的时候,我一信耶稣呢,有一种感觉呢,就是耶稣拯救了我。
You know, I used to be a drug addict, and when Jesus saved me, I felt like I've been saved out of the darkness, out of the miry clay, and that he gave me a new life.
于是我一信耶稣,那一刻呢,我将我生命给耶稣,我耶稣,我要一生一世侍奉你。
And so when I became a Christian, I told Jesus, I want to use my life to serve you.
那时候,12岁多,13岁未够, 你说,很天真的,很多人都有这样的冲动,是吧?
Back then, I was only 12, not even 13 years old yet. And you could say, oh, maybe just, you know, so naive and young, you know.
但我真的有这个心,我有个心,我一定要用,我一生去侍奉神。
But I had the heart that I wanted to use my life to serve God. 过了一两年后，是一个聚会，我好记得好清楚。And about one or two years later, I remember so clearly. 有晚呢，好似神同我讲话，喺个聚会当中话，我要你出去传道，透过你会带领人去信耶稣。And I remember it so clearly, it's like Jesus put in my heart, I want you to go and preach my word and bring people to me. 我是好似感受到呢，神要使用我去带领人信耶稣。And I just felt that God wanted to use me to bring other people to the cross. 过多几年呢，我16岁的时候，好清楚，在一个聚会，有一个呼召，神呼召我来中国。And just a few years after that, in a meeting, it was so clear that I felt that God calling me to be a missionary to China. 咁啊，神系好似先拯救我，跟住慢慢呼召我去侍奉。And that Jesus first called me to be his son, and then later he called me to be his missionary. 我嚟澳门嘅时候，到今时今日8月1日咧，系嚟亚洲30年。And on August the 1st, I will have been in Asia for 30 years. 已经澳门29年半。And I've been in Macau for 29 and a half years. 所以是那个呼召是不是神给还是我自己给我告诉你，如果不是神呼召我，我一早走的。I can tell you, it was God that called me. If it was my flesh that wanted to come to Macau, I would have left a long time ago. 是不是澳门有什么那么特别，那么吸引我要留在澳门，是没有的。Is there something special about Macau that's called me to stay here and to live here? No. 是不是这个土地啊，这么喜欢啊，六环山啊，黑沙，不是的。It's just the geography of Macau, you know, I just like the beach, I like the hill in Kalawan. No. 神呼召我在这里服侍澳门人。God called me to come to Macau to serve the Macau people. 于是神将个爱心放在我心里面，是给澳门人。And so God put a desire in my heart, a love for Macau people in my heart. 如果不是神做，我没可能做。And if it wasn't God that put the call, then I could not do it. So in this way, God on his own heart to choose 12 disciples. And so here's the same. Jesus called those who he wanted to call to be his 12 disciples. Maybe today God wants to choose you to do his special work. And maybe Jesus wants to call you to do his special work. 可能神有个使命俾你， and maybe God has a special work for you to do. 你话啊，唔得嘅牧师，我冇可能做啊，我唔系嘅。You say, oh no, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't. I'm not one of those people. 唔系喎，你谂下，神按照咩嚟拣人呢？ What does God use to call us? 佢系咪睇个外表啊？呢个人系靓仔，呢个人系聪明。Does Jesus look at the outer experience and say, this person's beautiful, this person's intelligent? 神系咪睇你嘅家庭背景啊？你有钱，你有地位。Is God looking at your family background and saying, oh, you've got a position, you've got money? 唔系嘅，我哋睇耶稣拣呢十二个门徒嘅，我哋知道神系按佢嘅心意，佢系睇人嘅内心。And we know that as God chose these 12 disciples, He looks at the heart. 有70人、100人跟住耶稣，点解拣呢十二个？ And there's 70, maybe 100 people following Jesus. Why did He choose these 12? 因为神睇内心。Because God looks at the heart. 神知道个内心系点样样，佢唔系睇外表，唔系睇外貌。He doesn't look at the outer external person. He looks at the inside person. 可能你会记得呢，曾经呢有个皇帝叫大卫王。Maybe you recall there was in the Old Testament there was a king. His name was King David. 他用个石来打哥利亚哥哥呢， and he used a stone to kill Goliath. 当神要高立他做皇帝的时候，派了撒母耳来跟他高抹他的头。 And when God was going to anoint him as king, he sent Samuel the prophet to go and anoint him. 那撒母耳呢就不知道哪个是要被做下一任的皇帝， 但佢去。And Samuel didn't know who the next king would be, but he followed God's leading. 带咗佢去到呢个耶西嘅家庭，耶西有七个儿子。And the Lord led him to the family of Jesse, and Jesse had seven sons. 嗰个佢由最大派到最细，大卫就喺旷野就未嚟。嗰个见到大高大威猛，哇，肯定呢个系。And he had the sons line up from the oldest to the youngest, and David wasn't there, he was in the field. And he saw this beautiful, young, handsome man, so powerful, he said, this must be the one. 但是神跟撒母耳讲话，在这个的撒母耳记上十六章第六节第七节，神说不要看他外貌和他身材 高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。 And God said to Samuel, don't look at his outer appearance or that his stature, because I do not choose men like men. God doesn't look at the man, but God doesn't look at the outside appearance, but Jehovah God looks at the inner heart. So Samuel 咁样讲，跟住叫大卫嚟，一见到大卫，神话呢个就系。And so then God told that to Samuel, and they called David to come. And as soon as Samuel saw David, God said, that is the one. 大卫点解会被拣选呢？ Why did God choose David? 因为大卫嘅心系一个爱神嘅心。Because David had a heart that was after God. He loved God. 我哋又睇大卫生平嘅时候，神强调呢一点，大卫爱神嘅心。And as we look at the life of David, it keeps saying that David had a heart after God. 所以耶稣点解拣呢十二个门徒？神系睇到佢嘅心，神系睇到佢潜能。And why did Jesus choose these 12 to be his disciples? Because he looked at their hearts and he knew their potential. 弟兄姊妹，你可能睇自己嘅限制，可能睇自己嘅年龄，可能睇自己嘅环境，唔好咁样睇，你要睇神。You know, maybe you are looking at your own inabilities. You're looking at your age, your environment.Your handicap. Don't look at those things. Look at God. 神如果要呼召你，如果神要挑选你做佢嘅工作，神一定会有佢嘅原因，同埋去俾你力量去做到。And if God wants to call you to go into his ministry, he can give you the ability to do what he's called you to do. 所以我哋要用个心，系单纯嘅心，仰望神，靠神，神我在这里差遣我。好似以赛亚一样。So we need to have a heart like Isaiah, who said to God, God, here I am, send me. 你今日有冇个心系想侍奉神呢？有冇个心系爱神呢？ Do you have a heart this morning that wants to serve God? Do you have a heart this morning that loves God? 你愿唔愿意同神讲啊？神，如果你想差遣我，我请你差遣。Would you be willing to say this morning to God, God, if you want to send me, I'm willing to go?可能因为这样的缘故，神拣选了这十二个门徒，因为神看他的内心。那有另外一些人是想跟从神，但耶稣不要的。You know, there are some others who want to follow Jesus, but Jesus didn't want them. 你看路加福音第九章， Look in Luke chapter 9. 有三个人想跟着耶稣，但耶稣说没那么急啊。There are three people that came that wanted to follow Jesus, and Jesus said, hold on a minute.在第九章五十七节至到六十二节 ，and in Luke chapter 9 verse 57 to 62， 在第一班就是五十七节，他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说：你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说：狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又有一个人说：跟从我来，跟从我来。那人说：主啊，用我先回去埋葬我父亲。耶稣又说：任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说：主啊，我要跟从你，但用我先去辞别我家人家里的人， 耶稣说：手扶着犁，向后看，不配进神的国。
嗱，呢度有三个人咧，但系三个都有原因系唔想跟从耶稣。
And here there are three people. They love Jesus. They wanted to follow Jesus, but there's something holding them back.
可能你今日都有啲嘢咧，系阻止你，好似系你想侍奉，但系有啲嘢系阻碍你唔侍奉。
And maybe today you want to serve Jesus, but there's something holding you back.
弟兄姊妹，如果你想耶稣使用你，你打开个心啊！我唔俾呢啲嘢影响我，我放低呢啲嘅。耶稣，你要我点，我就跟从你，我信靠你。
Don't let anything hold you back this morning. Say to Jesus, Lord, if you want to use me, I'm available to be used by you. I don't want anything to hinder me.
如果神要拣选你咧，我哋要有信心。
And if Jesus wants to call you and use you, you need to have faith in Jesus.
有信心话神啊，我睇到我自己嘅限制，我睇到我嘅弱点，但系你喜欢用我，我就信你嘅。
He said, "Jesus, you know, God, I know that I have weakness, I know that I have my faults, but if you want to use me, I'm here. It's your choice."
我知道我系一个唔好人。
I know that I'm a worthless guy.
我系冇资格去侍奉神。
I'm not worthy to serve God.
神中意用我是神的问题。
If God wants to use me, that's his problem.
我愿意被神使用，感谢主。
I'm just willing to let him use me.
所以一个被挑选出来的是愿意被神使用，是这么简单。不是说高过人一等，不是特别圣洁，不是特别神圣。
You know, just somebody who's being used of God doesn't mean that you're above other people. It doesn't mean that you're holier than, or more righteous than other people. All it means is that you're available and you're willing to be used.
你今日愿唔愿意神使用你？
Are you willing to be used by God this morning?
神唔一定会挑选你，就好似挑选十二个门徒话系全职侍奉，但可能神会呼召你为佢做一啲嘅嘢。
God may not call you to be in full-time service in ministry, but he will call you to do things for him.
我们看到神看内心，我们看到神是爱我们。我们继续看神呼召了这班人之后，他在十四节呢，还有些原因要呼召他。
Look in verse 14. And why he chose them.
十四节说他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道。
He chose them to, that he would always be with them, and that he would send them in to do the ministry, to preach the word.
那耶稣挑选这十二个人，耶稣要常与同，他们常与耶稣一起。他是有些人会跟从耶稣呢，就可能几日，就回家，跟着再回来，就最后几日就跟着回家。
You know, maybe there are some who are following Jesus who were with him for a few days and then they go home and then they come back, be with him for a few days and then go home. I don't know. But he chose these 12 to always be with him.
他选了这十二个就试试跟耶稣一起，即是一起睡觉，一起吃东西，一起做所有的事。
And that means to eat with him, to sleep with him, and do everything with him.
即是不回家了， not to go home.他就要 全心全意去侍奉神。
And that they would be following Jesus with their whole heart.
这十二个呢，有很多特别的，神有机会给他学习。
You know, God gave these 12 a special opportunity to serve him.
And 他呢，就有其他人没份，他十二个有份。
There's some things that the others didn't have,a chance to partake in, but they had a chance to take part in.
例如呢，上山改变形象，或者见到一些人从死里复活。
You know, there's some like taking them up on the mountaintop when Jesus was transfigured, or being in the room when Jesus rose a little girl from the dead.
或者其他事,
or maybe some other things. These 12 were special.
神来拣选这十二个是做特别的工作。但是可能神呢想你挑选出来
是有些特别的经历，是其他人没有。And maybe God wants to call you out to give you some special opportunities to serve Him and some special experiences that other people don't have. 我告诉你，侍奉神是最兴奋。Now, I can tell you that serving God is the most exciting thing you could ever do. 可能呢做普通的工作呢死死板板又是这样做，朝九晚五。You know, doing a normal job is just, you know, it gets so boring, you know, 9 to 10 at night, you know, you just go and put in 8 hours a day.但是侍奉神呢是特别的。But to serve God is special. 我的仔呢就早几日呢就同佢老细呢就发现到呢因为做咗几个礼拜嘢，佢发现到呢原来做嘢是好辛苦。And my son had a short summer job, you know, and he realized that working is difficult. 有时做嘢好闷，是不是？ You know, work can be very boring.又翻工，又放工，又翻工，所以那個話劇就好啱，係咪？奧聖做嗰個畢業禮啊，食嘢啊，揮又瞓，係咪？你咪好有感受啊！做個食嘢、翻工、瞓覺，食嘢、翻工、瞓覺，食嘢、翻工、瞓覺，或者連連死亡，好似循例不息係咁，又係咁做，逐望做咩工都係咁悶。You know, just working so boring. You know, just eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, die. You know.No matter what your job is, it's the same. 那我以前在诊所里面跟个医生一起做，是做了5年嘢，我都发现到，就算做医生咁伟大的工作，都是很闷，因为对住人哋嘅喉咙啊，擘大口啊，睇耳仔。I worked with a doctor for 5 years in the clinic, and I realized even if you're a doctor, it's a boring job. Every day, just looking in people's mouths and open up wide, please. Let's look in the ear.我幫佢做翻譯，所以我即係喺身邊睇到佢點做。I was helping as a translator, and so I understood what it's like in the clinic. 無論咩工幾高等都好，如果你冇興趣做係好悶。No matter what job it is, no matter how great it is, if you're not excited about it, it's boring. 但係話你聽，侍奉神唔同 ，but serving God is different.侍奉神是兴奋 ，to serve God is exciting， 因为每一日不同，挑战又多，神又是跟你一起。Because each day is different, it's exciting, and God gives many opportunities to serve Him. 感谢主，耶稣呢挑选他就传福音 ，and Jesus chose them to preach the gospel. 耶稣挑选他呢是传他的福音。是罪人可以得救 and preaching the gospel is that sinners can be saved. 保罗讲过在罗马书第一章十六节 and Paul said in Romans chapter 1:16, 我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。And Paul said in Romans, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel because this gospel is the power of God unto salvation.弟兄姊妹，这个福音是神的大能，神是用这个福音是拯救罪人。 And this gospel is God's power, and he's going to use this gospel to transform lives. 福音的中心是十字架， and the center of the gospel is the cross. 我们出去讲这个十字架的道理，耶稣为你死，为你复活，是给你永生，这个就是福音的真理。Jesus died for you, rose from you, and gives you eternal life, and this is the message of the cross. 福音是免费， and the gospel is free. 只要接受。那我早两个礼拜呢，同一啲嘅社工系倾偈。A few weeks ago, I was talking with a group of social workers. 有啲系做社工，有啲做机构， and some were working as social workers, others in some different positions in organizations. 跟我讨论紧咧，点样帮人系最实际。And we're talking about how to help people. What's the most important? 系咪用一啲社会援助就系帮到一啲人系最紧要嘅 ？And it's giving them social aid. Is that the most important thing? 但系当我哋研究到底咧，发现到咧，就算我俾佢房屋、俾佢人工、俾佢一啲嘅医疗，但系你帮唔到佢灵魂咧。迟早都是死。If I give them a house, if I give them social aid, if I give them food and hospitalization, what's the end result? They're still going to die one day. 如果他灵魂没有改变，如果他不信耶稣呢，他死的时候会去哪里？
And if their soul has not been saved, when they die, where are they going to go?
圣经讲明不信耶稣就落地狱。
And the Bible tells us if we don't believe in Jesus, we will go to hell.
我可以告诉你，最重要的工作是传十字架的道理。
The most important job that anybody could ever do is to preach this cross of Jesus Christ.
因为十字架的道理就是领人得救，可以有永生。
Because the cross gives us eternal life.
我同一个社工讲，话我挑战你，你帮一班嘅索 K 仔嘅青年人，你帮到佢改变翻生，成为一个嘅未来嘅政府官员，但系佢唔信耶稣，你做过啲乜嘢啫
？I challenged one social worker and I said, maybe you will help a bunch of young kids that are getting involved in drugs and you change their life and they become the next generation of Macau government.Officials, but they don't believe in Jesus. What good is that?
因为有一日他死都会来地狱。但是如果你是大福音俾呢班人，他信耶稣得到永生，你改变他永远嘅永恒嘅。
But if you take the same group of people and you introduce Jesus to them and they receive the cross, they get saved. You've given them eternal life.
人生有几长嘅啫？七十岁、八十岁、九十岁。
How long is a lifespan? 70 years, 80, 90 years?
90 岁和永恒怎么相比?
How can we compare 90 years with eternity?
耶稣呼召门徒传福音。And Jesus chose his disciples to preach the gospel. 我觉得传福音是世界上最重要的、最紧要的工作。澳门是需要福音。
The gospel is the most important job that you could do in the whole world, and Macau needs the gospel.
有几多个人在澳门是失丧的，需要神的爱。
How many people in Macau are there that are lost that need the truth?
只有福音能够拯救他。
Only the gospel can save them.
感谢主。你看十五节。
Look in verse 15.
并给他们权柄赶鬼。
And he gave them power to cast out demons.
耶稣挑选这十二个门徒，又跟着又给他能力去赶鬼医病。
And Jesus chose them, and then he gave them the power, the authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick.
在第六章，我们会见到耶稣派十二个门徒出去。在第六章十二三节，十二十三节。
And in chapter 6 of Mark, in verse 12 and 13, we see that Jesus sent them out, these 12, and look what happened when he sent them out.
门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，又用油抹了许多的病人，治好他们。
They went out, they preached the gospel of repentance, they cast out demons, and they healed many that were sick.
那这个奇妙的耶稣有这个能力医病赶鬼，人家见到都很惊讶，但是耶稣派十二个门徒出去，十二个门徒都可以医病赶鬼。
Isn't it amazing that Jesus can heal the sick and cast out the demons, and then he sent out the 12 and they did the same, healed the sick and cast out the demons.
耶稣给这个能力他，你记不记得以前古时中国呢，即皇帝可以俾个牌人哋免死金牌。
You know, in the old times in China, you know, the king could give a plaque to somebody that was represented the king and that you couldn't kill him.
或者佢有个人皇帝嘅人一攞出嚟代表皇帝嘅能力。
Or maybe they gave him a stamp, and it would represent the king.
耶稣将佢嘅权柄俾十二个门徒，嗰啲鬼一见到门徒。即拿个耶稣给他的权柄，就当是耶稣的权柄一样。
And as the 12 disciples went out, and the power and authority of Jesus, they had the stamp of Jesus, and even the devils had to leave.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，耶稣呼召人做他的工作，呼召你，选择你， 做佢嘅工作嘅时候，一样将呢个权柄俾你。
And Jesus wants to give you the same power and authority to be his servant as he gave the disciples.
当然十二个门徒是一个特别的身份，我们没可能做一个使徒。
And of course, the 12 disciples had a special position and their special calling as apostles, and we cannot be an apostle.
但是同样我们可以有神给我们的能力。
But we can have the same power that he gave them.
耶稣的门徒做好多的工作，好奇妙。
And the disciples did a lot of amazing ministries.
但是他做到因为神高牧他，因为神给能力他。
And they did these ministries because Jesus gave them the power, gave them the ability.
所以好奇妙呢，我们是没用有瑕疵有弱点的一班人。
Isn't it amazing? Here we are, a group of worthless, handicapped people that are weak in the flesh.
但耶稣是看到你的潜质，将他的能力给你。
But Jesus sees your potential and he gives you power and strength.
于是你在出去做很多事是靠耶稣的能力，不是靠自己的能力。
So you can go out and do many things, not in your own flesh, in your own strength, but in the strength of Jesus.
因为牧师，我没办法医病啊。
Maybe you say, Pastor, I can't heal the sick.
是你没办法。但如果神给能力你，你可以为病人祈祷，神可以医治他。
But if Jesus gives you the power and you pray for the sick and the sick can get healed.
牧师，我没办法影响一个人信耶稣。
He said, Pastor, I can't influence somebody to become a Christian.
你不可以，你没能力。
但你可以有神的能力，你同他传福音，圣灵感动他的心，圣灵令到他信。But you can go in the power of Jesus and you can preach the gospel to him and when you share with him, the Holy Spirit can touch his heart and he can become a Christian.
我们没办法做到，但是神透过我们可以做，所以我们 是成为神的合用的器皿。
We can't do it, but we can go in the power of Jesus and become his usable vessel.
你愿不愿意神用得着你做他的工作？
Are you willing to be used of Jesus to do his work?
那最后我想看这十二个门徒几个人呢是怎么样。
And let's just look at what some of these 12 people were like.
有几个我们已经知道，但我们是有几个可能要看一看。
Maybe some of them we already know a little bit about, and there's some things we need to point out.
在十六节 in verse 16, 这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得。所以第一个我们看彼得这个人。
So first, let's look at Peter.
神帮他改名，因为神知道他的性格，要改变他。改名代表要改变性格。
Jesus changed his name because he knew his personality, and changing the name is a representation that he's going to change his personality.
彼得呢，我们以前都讲过，是一个冲动的人。
And Peter, we said before, was a very compulsive person.
他原本的名叫西门，
and his original name is Simon.
各位，我们当中都有个西门啊。
And we've got a Simon with us this morning.
所以你不要介意，我解释下你的名什么意思。
Please don't take offense, I'll explain what your name means.
是没人知道西门的意思。
Nobody knows the meaning of Simon.
在当时我查过很多圣经书，他就是古。Simon, 咩意思？
And I looked at many of the commentaries and they say they just guess at what the name Simon means.
佢最多嘅估计呢就係一个希腊文嘅翻译，係从希伯来话嘅西面翻译出嚟。
And they assume that Simon is a Greek translation from the Hebrew word Simeon.
那西面嘅意思就係神听到。
And Simeon means that God hears.
所以可能很多的犹太人是叫西门，是用希腊文是发西面这个音出来，就是圣经书是这么说，是可能但未知。
And so the commentaries say it's possible that the name Simon means it's just a Greek translation for the
Hebrew Simeon, that means God hears. 即可以说是一个普通的多人，当时多人的名。And so you could say it's a common name. 但彼得没意思。But what does Peter mean?
彼得的意思是石头。
Peter means a rock. A rock. 石头。即是说彼得原本是一个普通的渔夫，一个冲动，神听到他，但是他都是冲动。So Peter used to be just a normal common fisherman who is compulsious, and God heard him,
但是现在要将他改变成为一个坚定可靠一个石头。
But God is going to change him to make him a solid, dependable rock.
他是一个可靠坚固不动的，是好的。
And as he becomes strong and dependent, he will be good and reliable.
亦都是这个石头呢，是一个基地，即十二个门徒要建立，是教会要建立在十二个门徒上高。
And it's also a strong foundation, as the church is built on the foundation of the 12 disciples.
所以彼得是成为这个的坚定的石头。
And so Peter will become a strong and faithful rock.
神是改变他的性格。And God is going to change him. 另外两个你看十七节，
Look at verse 17.
还有西庇太的儿子雅各的兄弟约翰，又给他们两个人起名叫叛尼奇，就是雷子的意思。
And so John and James, Jesus gave them a nickname of sons of thunder.
雷子，这个行雷闪电的雷，雷子
thunder.
你想到雷的时候，你想到什么？
What do you think of when you think of thunder?
Am I? Bling bang!
It's loud, it's boisterous.
是有力，哇，有威力啊！哇，嚇親啊！
是吧？ It's scary. 如果你身邊有雷劈下來的，
會怎樣？
And if there's thunder right next to you, what are you going to do?
我想下，耶稣帮他起名叫雷子呢，这个花名来的，因为圣经里面跟着没有这样叫，都是叫雅各约翰。
I think this is just a nickname because in the New Testament he's still calling him James and John.
但是他叫他雷子呢，因为他性格很暴躁。
I think they were very easily explosive temperament.
他可能经常闹人，闹到出彩。
I think they were yelling at people just, you know, crazy.
They're going, yuk siu siu, blah, blah, blah.
You know, you just say something wrong and then, rah, they go crazy.
You know, 耳仔噴煙，個眼就突曬出嚟啊。
You know, they've got smoke coming out of their ears and their eyes are sticking out, you know.
Siu siu siu, pow. 係咪？你係咪咁啊？
唔係。
那咁样耶稣就拣选佢做门徒。
Somebody like that, Jesus called them to be a disciple.
可能耶稣系知道佢呢个性情，系话佢听呢个花名，因为佢要改变佢哋。
You know, Jesus knew that this is what they were like. He gave them this nickname because he's going to change them.
佢要改变佢，以后唔系雷子，以后呢就和温和嘅和子。
He's going to change them. They're not going to be sons of thunder any longer. They're going to be meek and mild.
雅各我们不知道，因为他很快死，他为耶稣而死。
We don't know much about James because he died really soon. He was a first martyr.
但是约翰呢，写了约翰福音、约翰一二三书和启示录。
But John wrote the Gospel of John, John 1, 2, and 3, and the book of Revelation.
你看约翰所写的书呢，他强调一个字。
And if you look at all the books that John wrote, he's always something that is emphasized very strongly in all of his writing.
是爱。It's love. 今天我们唱爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
And this morning we sang the song that love is patient and kind. 约翰呢由女子变成爱子。
And John was changed from being a son of thunder to being a son of love.
神改变他。所以神拣选他，又给力量他，又改变他。
And so God chose him, empowered him, and gave him a new name.
最后呢有几个人，好多个门徒，其实我们不知道他做过什么。
You know, there's so many of the disciples, we don't really know what they did.
有好多个名，你看十八节。Look in chapter, verse 18. 有安德烈、腓力、多波罗马、马太、多马、亚力、腓的儿子雅各和达泰和粉锐党的西门，又有个西门。
这几个人呢，大部分我们不知道他做过什么。
And of these names, most of them, we don't know anything about them.
圣经没记载。The Bible doesn't tell us what they did.
历史亦都没记载。
And history doesn't record what they did.
有少少的传说是可能某些人有讲过他或者这样做。
And there might be some traditions that said that maybe this guy did that.
但是认真来讲，这些门徒，耶稣死了之后，其实我们不知道他做什么。哦，马太知，马太写马太福音。
Most of them, we don't know what they did after Jesus died and rose from the dead. But Matthew wrote the book of Matthew.
但其他其实没资料的。
And the others, we don't have any information.
为什么呢？ Why? 一个很重要的因素。
A very important reason why.
神是说我们听，他拣选的人大部分是无名氏。无名氏英雄。
Because most of the people that Jesus calls to his ministry are nameless heroes.
他为神做很伟大的事，但不是要出名，不要出书，不要人家知道的，是要神知。
God calls us to be nameless heroes that do wonderful things for God, but they're not writing books and getting famous, but God knows what they're doing.
可能他当时做了很多的事情，是很伟大的，当时的人知，他身边的人知，但没人记载。
And maybe they did some wonderful things back in their time, and the people around them were really blessed, but nobody wrote it down.
但是神有没有记得？ But God remembered. 所以神呼召你，拣选你，可能神要用得着你做好多的事。你不要介意，神是天上记得，就算我不记得都不紧要。
Maybe God wants to call you to do some wonderful things for him, and nobody's going to record it, but don't worry about it. God will remember. Even if I forget it, God will not forget.
神要大部分的服侍他的人是做无名氏英雄。你愿不愿意做一个无名氏英雄？
God wants most of his servants to be nameless heroes. Are you willing to be a nameless hero?
无名氏英雄是为主做好多事，不要名，不要出名，但是要为主默默耕耘。
And a nameless hero isn't concerned about the fame and the glory, but they just work for God.
但是有一个人，最后一个人我们一定要讲。两个呢，有一个多马呢，我们知道多马是什么人呢？
We know about Thomas. What was Thomas?
多马是怀疑者的。他说除非我见到他手的钉痕，我不信。
You know, Thomas was a doubter. He said, if I don't see his, when Jesus rose from the dead, if I don't see the holes in his arms, I'm not going to believe it.
但后来耶稣复活之后说，多马听，我在这里，你看啊。
And after Jesus rose from the dead, he said, Thomas, here I am, look.
多马先至说，我信。一个怀疑者做门徒，
and Jesus chose somebody who had doubt to be a disciple.
可能你都有怀疑，你都可以做门徒。
And maybe you've got doubts, you can be a disciple.
最有一个人，多马，十九节 ，in verse 19，唔系多马啊 ，sorry， 十九节，还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大
，Judas Iscariot，
耶稣通宵祷告先至拣呢班嘅门徒，但系佢竟然又拣一个要出卖佢嘅。
Jesus prayed all night before he chose these 12 disciples, and even still, he chose this one who is going to stick him in the back and betray him.
点解耶稣要拣犹大？
Why did Jesus choose Judas?
好好令人拗头。耶稣明白人心，耶稣明知佢嘅心系咁，佢明知犹大会出卖佢。Jesus knows the heart. He knows what people's hearts are like. He knows that Judas is going to betray him. 点解要拣选 ？Why would you choose this guy？ 有70人咁多，你拣第二个啊 ？There's 70 disciples. Choose another one. 系咪？如果你会唔会咁谂 ？Would you think like that？
我会，但我觉得咧，老实讲，问心讲，十二个门徒之中。个个都有机会做犹大。
I believe that of the 12 disciples of Jesus, every one of them had the chance to become a Judas. 有魔鬼试探，有魔鬼引诱，十二个当中，或者七十人当中，或者一百人当中，任何一个都可以成为出卖耶稣嗰个。
I think of the 12 disciples, of the 70, of the 100, how many there, any one of them could have become the one to...Stick Jesus in the back.
耶稣只俾机会佢，你跟住我，我带领你。但系耶稣俾机会，系我哋要把握机会。
Jesus gives us the opportunity, but we need to take advantage of the opportunity.
耶稣爱犹大，所以拣选犹大。
Jesus loved Judas, so he chose him.
当时没人估到犹大会做这些事，犹大和你我没分别。
And at that time, nobody would have imagined that Judas would have done something like that. He was no different than the others.
但耶稣给机会他。
But Jesus gave him a chance.
有一个人问一个出名的神学家，说，为什么耶稣选犹大？我很不明白。
And there's one man who asked a famous theologian, why did Jesus choose Judas? I don't understand.
那个神学家就答佢好有智慧 ，and the theologian answered him with wisdom. He said, 我就唔明点解神点解耶稣会拣犹大，但系我有另一个问题，我更加唔明。
He said, I don't understand why Jesus chose Judas, but there's another question that I think is even harder to answer.
佢话系咩问题？有咩更难 ？What's that？
佢话我唔明点解耶稣会拣选我。He said, I don't understand why Jesus would choose me.
是不是在耶稣的里面只有两种人，一个是罪人，一个被罪赦免的人。
In Christ there are only two types of people. One is a sinner and another is a sinner who's been saved.
我们得到耶稣的救恩，我们被拯救的罪人，外面是需要拯救。我们跟犹大可能没分别，但耶稣都拣选我们。
Maybe we are no different than Judas, but Jesus still chose us.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天看到这十二个门徒，神拣选十二个门徒，可能神都是想呼召你做他的事工。
And this morning as we looked at these 12 disciples and how Jesus chose them, maybe he wants to choose you too to come into his service.
耶稣看内心， Jesus looks at the heart. 耶稣看到你潜能， Jesus looks at your potential. 耶稣是要给你能力去侍奉他。
And Jesus will empower you so that you can serve him.
耶稣给我们改变，甚至起我们一个新的名。
And Jesus will even change us and give us a new name.
只是你愿不愿意耶稣拣选你。
The question is, are you willing for Jesus to choose you?
我一起低头祈祷。Let's pray.主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们在你的圣经当中看到你的话语。我们靠耶稣，你今天呢在我们当中工作，向我们讲说话。靠主你的灵呼召拣选我们。可能我们当中有很多已经相信耶稣你，但我相信主你愿意再拣选一啲弟兄姊妹去侍奉耶稣你。你想拣选一啲弟兄姊妹去读神学，你想拣选一啲弟兄姊妹去做宣教士，你想拣选一啲弟兄姊妹去牧养你嘅教会。将我靠你将呢个福音嘅种子， 这个呼召放在我们心中，我们请你拣选。我们多谢主耶稣听我们祷告。当我们继续去祷告的时候，今天我们麦饼纪念主，我们每个月一次就麦饼纪念主。麦饼纪念主呢，就是耶稣和门徒最后晚餐，他有这个饼和这个杯，